Chapter 6. Love, War, and Politics. The bombing tests reinforced Mitchell's image as a national hero. Newspaper and newsreel screens were filled with images of ships ripped apart and sunk by Mitchell's bombs. The Navy resented their role in the bombing being cast as obstructionist. The New York Times called the tests an epic-making performance. The New York Tribune wrote, "The Navy will awake to the truth. We must have air forces and submarines." The Dayton Journal wrote, "No single incident since the days of the Monitor and the Merrimack has had so revolutionary an effect upon warfare." Admiral Fulham wrote, "It is the greatest revolution in warfare afloat and ashore. Forts are gone, and no nation that has good sense will lay the keel of another battleship." Representative Charles Curry wrote publicly to Mitchell, "You have done more for America in time of peace than any soldier I know. Now we must fight harder than ever for a great American Air Force." The editor of National Geographic wrote, "You and yours wrote a new page in warfare, Mitchell, and if you weren't blessed with that extra inch of guts, it would not have been written in your day or mine." Even Captain Johnson, General Minor, and Secretary Weeks, whom Mitchell saw as his adversaries just days before, publicly congratulated Mitchell on his success. Mitchell reveled in the new perception held by public and much of the military of the supremacy and importance of air power and his role as its leader. He was on a roll and not about to let the momentum subside.